All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Brotherhood Podcast. This week, we are going to get started on digging into Scripture together. And so we're going to be looking at John 15:5. It reads, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." This is the ESV translation. I typically like the NIV, but whatever translation you have at home, I'm sure is fine. There's a few things we need to discuss before we can really begin to dig into what we can understand and why this passage is so powerful. The first is the historical Israelite significance. We can look all the way back into the Psalms, and the people of God, the Israelites, were referred to as a vine. You look in Psalms 80, it says, "You brought us from Egypt as though we were a tender vine. You cleared the ground for us, and we took root and filled land." Now, that second line is really important. You cleared the ground for us, and we took root and filled the land. So we're going to come back to that in a few minutes. But you continue on into Jeremiah, and the second chapter in verse 21, and it says the vine, it really has begun to not be who it was supposed to be. It says, "I had planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt and wild vine?" So Jesus' claim here says, "I am the vine." He is almost restating the purpose of who the Israelites were intended to be and saying, okay, I am what was intended to be. Jesus comes and his claim is, "I am the true vine," meaning he is the one who will redeem God's people to himself. And therefore, if God is the vine and we are the branches, our connection to God is only through Jesus. Later in the Gospels, it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is another way of saying that. The second important thing that I think we have to talk about is, why does he use the word fruit instead of, do good works? Like, why doesn't it read, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that does lots of good things"? You know, why does he specifically say fruit? Well, if it had said good things or good works, you can think about it as in, I can do, objectively good things without my heart being invested at all. Like, I can go and give $20 to a homeless person, or I can go serve at church, but my heart is very dark inside, and I'm angry at people, and I'm struggling, and I'm, doing simple things is ultimately not the goal of what we're trying to talk about here. I think the reason Jesus uses the word fruit and bear much fruit is that there has to be, in order for fruit to grow, it takes a long time. The soil has to be tilled. It must be cared for. You know, weeds must be pulled out from around it in order to not take the nutrients that the vine needs. You got to water it. It needs the right kind of sunlight. I was reading in a book recently. Actually, I was listening to a sermon recently that said, in order for a grapevine to work, it's got to be like for the first 3 to 4 years, it's pruned all the way back to the root. Like, every year that it grows, you prune it all the way down. And then back up, and it pruned all the way down. And then the next 3 years, you don't eat any of its fruit after you let it grow some. And it takes a long time. Well, okay, so how do we understand Jesus's words, "You will bear much fruit"? The reason is because the environment in which fruit must be produced is very intentional and specific. It doesn't just happen. Therefore, meaning I must abide in God forever, and there must be things in me that are being made more and more like him. I think that's the whole environment must be whole and must be complete in order for fruit to grow. Therefore, I must be, my whole self must be changing. And that's why I'm meant to abide in him for a long time in order for fruit to grow in my life and spend time in this. I heard a message. This was in a book I was reading, and it was just talking about one of the failures of the Western church is that it has begun to teach that simply getting people saved was the end goal, which is totally incomplete and false. Our heart, yes, we want to see salvations. We want to see people come to know Jesus, But our heart is not just to leave them there. It is to get them to a place where they are beginning to till the soil of their heart and to allow fruit to grow in their life and to abide in Christ. Our goal is not just getting salvation. It is to make disciples. Disciples, that takes time. You look at Jesus and his disciples. He literally lived with his disciples for 3 years. We come to church once a week and maybe into a Bible study. This is a long process of us abiding in him. Now, the last part is, apart from me, you can do nothing. What is the significance of what Jesus is trying to say here? Well, if we are the branch, we only receive our sustenance and our life source from the vine. If we are cut off, we will die. I was clearing out some brush in my backyard that's really been overgrown, and I want to burn a lot of this. I don't really have a way to get rid of it through a dump truck type of thing coming by. So I would go out 1 week and cut it all down, but I can't collect it all because it's still living. But the next week, if it's, it's not raining and it's pretty hot, those branches will all be dead and I can easily burn them. Well, our life, we become withered and we're not producing any fruit in our lives when we detach ourselves from the vines of brother. As you are going throughout your day, you may have heard in church, hey, don't forget to have a quiet time. Hey, man, you need to read your Bible. And you're sitting there being like, why? What's the big deal? It's because your sustenance, the very life source that gives you breath and energy in your life is the vine. That is Jesus. And then when you disconnect from yourself and you're like, man, I'm really struggling, going through a lot of hard stuff. I don't really know what's going on. God's failing me. I think the first thing we have to do is examine, have I been disconnected from the vine? Have I not been investing my life into Jesus's beautiful words? I hope this was encouraging for you today. As we're studying scripture, I encourage you as a man of God that you would begin to ask the Lord, Lord, in what ways do you want to reveal yourself to me in my life, in my work, in my family? How can I begin to glorify you in my day-to-day life? If you want to get involved with Brotherhood and any more, please reach out to us on the Brotherhood podcast at robbies@covenant.cc. And be sure to attend one of our next Brotherhood breakfasts. They're the second Friday of every month. If you have any questions or would like to receive prayer, please again email me. I'd love to talk to you, and we'll see you next week.